It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Super Center.
Thank you, Craig.
You have a cough button.
Yeah, but I want to save it for when I really have to cough loudly. Okay. I don't want to use it because then it might break and then I'll never be able to use it. That's my excuse. Is Texas a vulgar state? Yes, according to research. In fact, we are the fourth most profane state, according to some ridiculous new study.
How do they judge that?
I think that they look at online commenting, and they also do interviews with people, and there's a few different ways they gather this information as to how much people from each state cuss. But yes, the fourth most potty-mouthed state in the United States. They said that one of the reasons that Texas ranks so high is it has the nation's largest, most active, angry internet population.
Yeah, there's something to that.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I've even been F-bombed out of existence from someone who felt I was too vulgar or something. It was like, whoa, wait. It made my head spin. But, yeah, the state earned a rudeness score of 9.18 out of 10.
Man, that is... That's not what I remember about Texas. And when we travel places, it seems like people are much more free and easy about cuss words in Philadelphia and New York than they are around here.
I know. I'm with you. I think Texas is nicer. What do you think are the two most popular expletives?
F
and S.
Okay, we have winners, both of you. Try f***. Oh, what did I say that on? Was I doing a live spot? And I said the
trifecta. Are you trying to say that?
Maybe trying to say trifecta. I don't know. Yes. Me saying try that. So who ranked higher than Texas in profanity per capita?
I mean, you would guess New York.
Yeah.
That's what I would guess, but no, it is Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah, Ducey. Makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, we all
that
have hung around Ducey.
Yeah.
South Dakota.
What?
And Ohio.
What?
They lead the nation in profanity per capita.
Who did this very simplistic study, apparently?
Jesus did it.
No.
So we watched another episode of Landman last night, which is set out in West Texas. And if you just watch that, you would think this study is correct, because they drop every character on that show drops an F-bomb every other word. And they're out there working the oil fields and living in Midland, Odessa.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that show's so over the top.
You think those oil field workers...
Yeah, when they're out in the oil field, but when they're around their families, I don't think they talk like they talk on Landman and some of the things his daughter says to him.
I know.
Gosh.
When it comes to the most wholesome state, I don't think you'd predict this one.
New York?
No, it's not New York.
It's usually Vermont, New Hampshire.
I know. Why are they always at the top of good lists? And then Texas and all of us down here, we're all, we smoke cigarettes and we just have fun. It's Arizona.
Hmm.
Lowest profanity rate and highest positive sentiment in the nation when it comes to, I think they examined a lot of comments that people make from, you know, on Reddit and stuff like that. And right. If they know where the users are from, and they analyzed all that data.
Utah's got to be up there too, right?
You know, it did not rank in the top five of politest states or clean mouth states. It was Arizona was the cleanest, then Washington, then Hawaii, then Delaware, which was always seems like that's up there on the list. But yeah, those were the nicest states or least potty mouthed states.
Yeah, I think that's messed up, that survey.
The top 10, I'll begin with 10. This is foul mouth. Oklahoma, Craig's home state.
Hmm.
Tennessee, 9th. Illinois, 8th. Missouri, 7th most potty mouth. Louisiana, 6th. Indiana, 5th. Then Texas, Ohio, South Dakota, Iowa.
Hmm.
Iowa, number
one.
The SEC
does pretty well there,
I
guess.
Number one. I've got a great idea for those of us who procrastinate. Would you call yourself a procrastinator?
Yes. Generally speaking, no, but there are items that I certainly put off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say yes.
You are a procrastinator?
Yeah. On some things, I'm better than I used to be, but yes, I am a procrastinator.
I am a professional level procrastinator. Like,
yeah,
I am,
you're pretty amazing.
I'm much, much higher than the average person. I am a gold medal winner.
You're the greatest I've ever seen.
Yes. Facts. Yes. And it's incredibly frustrating because a lot of times it's stuff that is not that big a deal. And I don't understand the resistance to do it. Like, I would rather pay for a whole year and a half on something rather than make the phone call to cancel it. Why is that? I don't understand it. Like, yeah. It defies logic, the amount of resistance that I feel to do things.
My theory on you is, as I've said about you, when you're into something, you're really into it, and you don't have time to be bothered by something. That is true. And you think, okay, I'll get to that, but I've got to finish this right now.
Yeah, hyper-focus.
Yeah, you're all in.
Yeah. There's also something, too, when I sit down and start getting things done, I get flooded with overwhelm. Like, I just feel so much overwhelmness because I start, okay, let me just make a list of things that I need to get done. And then I make the list, and it's so huge that I'm flooded with anxiety. And then I learn that every time I sit down, my body learns that Pavlovian response of, when I sit down to get things done, I have a panic attack.
Huh.
So I want to just not think about ever sitting down to get things done.
Interesting.
I've had that happen before. Blow me up, dog. I'm right there with you sometimes.
Yeah.
And you don't know where to start. It's like, well, okay. But I think the key is you got to just pick one of those.
Yes.
And maybe that'll.
Absolutely.
As Cy Kiernan once said, one thing will lead to another.
You're exactly right. We talked about this a little bit on Musers of the Pod many episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
About you just got to start. How to Eat a Mountain, I think, was the name of that episode.
That's right.
And you just got to start because the same way that inertia kicks in, if you're at rest, you want to tend to stay at rest. But if you're in motion, you tend to want to stay in motion. And if you get a few things done off your to-do list, you'll find yourself kind of wanting to do just one more thing. And then you get things done.
By the way, the Musers, the Pod dropped this morning.
Uh-oh. Did you make good on your promise?
Yes.
You did?
I confront you on the Musers, the Podcast, about making fun of people who are celebrities when they die.
Really? Okay.
Yes,
I'm going to listen to it. I will listen to it then. I didn't think you had it in you to make good on that promise.
I wrote it down. See there? I wrote it down and I acted on it. I didn't procrastinate.
Very good.
Yeah.
This episode is called Death and All That Implies. Available now, Apple or Spotify.
Well, there is a new trend where people are getting together. Procrastinators are banding together for admin night. That's weird to say. Admin night. And they will gather at somebody's apartment or house or maybe a bar that has Wi-Fi or whatever. And the idea is that all of us have stuff that we've got to get done. And we continually put it off. We hate doing it. So let's all get together and all do our things together.
Okay.
And this is very true of me. When I sit down to start getting things done, I get very lonely. And that's another one of the reasons that I avoid sitting down and doing bills or making those phone calls or whatever. Which is weird. Like, why does loneliness kick in then? 5 minutes before, I was watching a TV show by myself or I was reading a book by myself. But I wasn't lonely then. But when I have to sit down and look at all the things that I have to get done and everything, I don't want to be alone in doing them.
It's the anxiety about doing these things that amplifies the loneliness.
Yes, probably so.
So this admin night is like someone who can't motivate themselves to work out, but they have to join a CrossFit class or a yoga class, yeah. and that gets them to the gym.
Right.
So it's smart.
Yeah. It's they're low-key hangouts that allow procrastinating friends to tackle their essential tasks together in the same room rather than all alone. It also adds a little bit of accountability.
Yeah.
Because you have someone else who can... Is there, you see them doing their thing and they're saying, hey, yeah, come on, let's get this one done. And so it's a good idea to get together.
I just thought of a possible problem for you though. Do you want to share your list with somebody else about what are you working on? Well, I've got to cancel this subscription that I've not used in really 2 years.
I haven't used it in 22 years. It was a newspaper that I signed up for because I wanted that particular issue because it it mentioned something about our show in it, and so. But I haven't got around to canceling. It's 22 years.
I have to get my car into the shop because I've been driving around for 8 months with 3 inches of water on the floorboard.
By the way, is that darn thing still in the shop?
I put it in the shop when? At the beginning of December, I think?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
And I got a call on Friday. It was ready. So,
all right. Oh, so you went and picked it up? And
I'm still getting ready. Around to that. I've still been borrowing cars to...
You've been home almost a week.
I agree with what you were saying. Yes. I agree with what you're saying.
You want me to give you a ride there to go pick it up?
Nope.
Why? I'm just trying to make it easier.
I know.
No.
But it's like I have to sit there and drive and get up there and go to and then get the car and then ride.
You don't have to drive. I'll drive you up there.
Nah, I don't know. I just I don't want to think about it right now.
Okay, I'm going to keep an eye on this one.
Just where's cheeseburger? I just need cheeseburger. You mentioning we'll that I have something up. To do makes me want to eat.
We'll pick one up on the way. We'll have a cheeseburger on the way.
You know what I used to procrastinate on the most? Homework.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh.
As a
yes.
kid, I would delay homework to the last possible second. Like, even I'd wait till class started the next day because I knew the teacher would talk for 10 minutes before getting around. So I figured I had 10 minutes to hurry up and get it done. I mean, I'd put it off sometimes to the point where I didn't even get it done.
Yeah,
and got in
same.
Trouble. I hated homework.
Back when I had that long bus ride, I'd many times put, hey, I got a 45-minute bus ride.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to write a paper and you hit a bump. Terrible penmanship.
Some bully takes it from you and yeah. throws it out the window.
Yeah. Why does it take so long to learn those lessons? And that I'm still haven't
you're
quite
still...
learned. It's that just if you get it done once you're given the assignment, then you got the next, I don't know, it could be a month of freedom of not having that hanging over your head.
Yeah.
But instead, I'd rather just torture myself every day for a month and then still get to the end and then still not turn it in. So if I wasn't going to turn it in to begin with, why didn't I just say, well, I'm just not going to stress about it for the whole month.
Right.
But instead, I choose all the anxiety of it and then still get the zero.
I think I've changed the way I've done things in the past 5 years. I don't think you're recognizing that.
And the thing is, then you'd get sent to reassignment school,
mm-hmm.
but that was just another stage to do your bits. And
yeah, I called that my comedy workshop. Anytime I got put in school suspension, that was just where I tried out new material.
Yeah, it's just another venue for you.
Oh, they should have kicked me out of that school a long time ago, rather than later induct me into their Hall of Fame.
Yeah, see?
One of these days, you're going to learn that joking around isn't going to work out for you. Well,
that's the one thing your dad was wrong about.
No, he actually always kind of said that I would always find my way. It was teachers that had told me that you're not going to get anywhere in this business being a punk and a smartass.
Yeah.
Teachers, Gil Santos speech, voice of the Patriots, who took me aside.
You're an amazing human.
Do you remember what I said to Gil Santos right after he told
yes.
me that? What?
Thanks for the professional advice, Gil.
That's very kind of me to say that. It sounded very polite.
Yeah, no sarcasm there. Thanks for the professional advice, Gil. Radio superstar comes through.
All right, so admin nights. So I'm going to start Gordo's Band of Procrastinators admin nights where we all get together with P1s and get our stuff done.
You will not follow through on that.
No way. You think we'll just spend the whole night joking around?
Yeah, and if you do, nothing will get done.
That's an idea, okay?
Okay, all right.
At least we have the idea. The idea...
At least.
Now that we have the idea, that buys us at least a year of not doing anything. because we did the heavy lifting of coming up with the idea.
Right.
Yeah. So we bought us some time here. The end.